But first, rides to and from Sky Harbor International Airport are likely to get a lot more expensive this January. That's because the Phoenix City Council voted yesterday to raise fees on rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft. Here to tell us why is KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was the justification for this fee hike?
Well, it was sort of just that everyone else is doing it. The city's airport officials, they did a study, a benchmark study, that looked at about 24 other airports throughout the country to see what kind of fees are those airports charging these rideshare companies, mm-hmm. your Ubers, your Lyfts. And what they found is other airports charge much, much, much higher fees. Mm-hmm. Right now, Sky Harbor, there's a $2.66 fee only when you're picked up from the airport, not when you're dropped off. And that fee, in addition to other fees charged for things like cabs and buses and shuttles, that doesn't cover the cost of all of the transportation infrastructure, all that ground transportation need that the airport has to keep things up and running.
So I can imagine that Uber and Lyft are not too happy about this.
Not at all. They had a number of complaints about this at the council meeting yesterday, but there's two points in particular that they tried to drive home. And the first is kind of an issue of fairness. They say the fee is not just going to pay for roads. It's also going to help pay for the SkyTrain, which is operational in part now, but it's also being expanded to run out to the rental car facility. They're building another stop at 24th Street, I believe. Mm-hmm. So that's a big cost and one of the biggest ground transportation costs that the airport has right now. And piggybacking on that, they argue that the SkyTrain isn't a direct benefit for Uber and Lyft. If it's not having to do with roads, what does it have to do with an Uber driver who is dropping somebody off at a terminal or picking them up? That was kind of their point. And Councilman Sal DiCicio and Jim Waring, they took to this argument. Waring complained about the $1.5 billion total price tag for the SkyTrain project, and DiCicio cast Uber and Lyft as kind of the underdog in this story.
People want your success for not earning it. That is what's occurring here. People want your money that you're making, and they're willing to go after the poor guys. That's what they're willing to do here, in order to basically take apart an industry.
So that's Councilman DiCicio. Jim Waring also took to this argument. How did the rest of the council take to that argument?
Yeah, it didn't stick. So support for the higher fee, it was a 7-2 vote on the council, by the way. The support centered around the idea that Uber and Lyft need to pay their fair share. Again, fees are much higher at other airports, and we're talking comparable airports as far as the number of passengers that are going in and out of the airport every day. We're talking as much as $12 at some airports. So this new fee, it's going to be $4 for each trip. That'll be $8 round trip if you're going to and from. It'll go up to $10 round trip in 2024. And the Phoenix City Council voted for it because they looked at these other airports and said it's still not as high as what other people are doing. And they also pointed out that Uber and Lyft get a pretty good deal here at Sky Harbor that they don't always get at other airports. There is direct access for rideshare companies to the terminals that people need to get to catch their flight. A lot of other airports are taking Uber and Lyft away from the terminals and moving them to a remote location where you still get picked up and dropped off, but then you have to take a shuttle or something else to get to the terminal. So there's a premium service, they say, and that's what needs to be paid for. And also, Councilwoman Thelda Williams pointed out, and this was a pretty common argument yesterday as well, this is not uncommon, these fees, at least as far as Sky Harbor goes. Any business that operates at Sky Harbor pays to be there, and as Thelda Williams said, those fees help run the airport.
This is a matter of fairness. Anybody who uses the airport pays a fee. I don't care if it's a car out pulling up, dropping somebody off, or you have a shop inside where you're selling material or merchandise.
So the idea here is that Uber and Lyft, they've had a pretty sweet deal with this $2.66 fee, easily one of the lowest in the nation.
So now the fee goes up to $4 each way, still higher in 2024, you said?
Yeah, that's right. It'll gradually go up to $5 in 2024. And again, that's $10 in fees round trip.
Does either Uber or Lyft have anything else planned after this resounding loss here?
Well, they definitely don't have to seem to have many allies in this fight on the city council. It was a 7-2 vote, and it was pretty obvious from the start how things were going to go. But Lyft did issue a statement after the vote saying they, quote, need to review airport operations to determine what their best path forward is. And that's pretty vague. I don't know exactly what that means, but most of the council seems to agree that if Uber and Lyft can pay these fees elsewhere, why can't they pay them in Phoenix?
All right, that's KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, thanks.
Thank you.